This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for tuning us in here today. Let's see, it's Thursday. You know, this is the anniversary. This is known as Maundy Thursday. That's M-A-U-N-D-Y, Maundy Thursday. This is the anniversary of the Last Supper. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go worship tonight. As a pastor, I have the night off. So this is one of those great times where I get to go sit in someone else's church and not have to get up and preach or administer communion or do anything. As much as I love doing those things, I'd be naked without doing them. But I'm going to Christ Lutheran Church on A1A in Cape Canaveral, where my good friend Pastor Greg Lucier will be administering the service there. And you hear their program every Monday at 12:30 in the afternoon. Mondays at 12:30. They've been on for years now on WMIE Radio. I'm going to go there. They have a service tonight. They also have a Good Friday service tomorrow. So I want to put a plug in for my friend, Pastor Greg Lucier, and invite you. I'll be there as well here tonight. My wife, Kara, will be there. Others from our church will be there. We're going to go support them and go and enjoy this service here. So that's tonight. Here on the radio today is the next part. Let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is part three of this sermon, How's Your Diet? Specifically, we're looking at how to defend the faith against some common objections today. We're going to focus on the question of, well, there's nothing wrong with being a gay Christian. When you hear that, what do you do? Do you know where to go in the Word of God to defend the truth against a lie from the pit of hell, where that comes from? That's right. You heard it here. We're going to speak the truth here, regardless of what the outcome is going to be. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because the Bible, well, we'll look and see what the Bible says here today as we listen to part three of this sermon, How's Your Diet?
Work on the Sabbath. The Lord Jesus said, so can I. And they understood correctly why they didn't believe it. Making himself equal with God. Let me give you one more here. Hebrews. No, I don't have time for this. It's 11:30. I got to move on. Hebrews 1:6. You can read in your studies here. In Hebrews 1:6, God the Father calls Jesus God. Let me read quickly just that verse. Or let all the angels of God worship him. Of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, he says, capital H, God speaking. To the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. It's Hebrews 1, 5 through 8. God the Father calls Jesus the God. Hebrews 1, 5. File that one away. This is the kind of stuff that has Jehovah's Witnesses running for the exits and putting a big circle around your house and warning people that you're part of that 1% that knows the truth, and they won't come back to your house again. They'll warn everyone you're infected with the truth. Number two, Jesus is not the only way. Where do you go? Okay, so number one, you've got it on there. You know where to go. You know where to go when someone says, well, Jesus never said he was God. That's John 8:58. Before Abraham was, I am. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. John 14:9, if you've seen me, you've seen Jehovah. Hebrews 1:6, your throne, O God, the Father speaking, to somebody else, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And John 5:17 and 18, my Father keeps working until now, and so do I. Number two, Jesus is not the only way. Answer, John 14:6. I am the way. What do you do with that? Simple, isn't it? Then why do so many people on television say that Jesus isn't the only way? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's Jesus Christ is the only way. Paul said, through whom we have access by grace, by faith, into this grace in which we now stand. You got a ticket from Jesus that says, admit one for you on it. The book of Revelation, he says he's going to give you a white stone with a name written on it that nobody knows except him. And it's going to say, admit one. Who changed gavels on me? Number three, there is no hell. Certainly that's what Satan wants you to believe. So it's no biggie if his peeps spread lies like that. Where to go to defend that? Revelation 14:9. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. They have no rest day or night. Whoever worships the beast and his image, and whoever takes the mark. Hear me here. There is no repentance for taking the mark of the beast. You can't do what Peter did and say, I'm sorry. There's no repentance for taking the mark. There's no repentance for taking the mark. And really, here's the answer to that question. When someone says to you, well, I don't believe in hell, because I don't believe a loving God would ever send a person to a place called hell. Well, hell was created for the devil and his angels. If you end up in hell, it's because you sent yourself there. If you end up in hell, it's because you refuse to let God love you. And you hate him for it. The accusation against all of you and everyone in this world is God loves you. That's the charge against you. You can either hate him for it or embrace him. God's accusation against all of you is I love you. I love you. What do you do with that? Embrace it, right? Why is it when a criminal says I love you, you embrace them? Well, maybe they weren't a bad person after all. But God says, I love you, and you string them up on a cross. I love you. Revelation 20:10. The devil who deceives them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are. They'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. The Lord Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day, you brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Again, Jesus said, I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he is killed has got the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. He talked much more about hell than he did about heaven. Hell's a real place. And God has offered to settle out of court with all of you. The charge against you is God loves you. This next one is perhaps the biggest sticking point faces the church today. The biggest threat to your pastor going to prison or forcibly being removed from this church. Is number four, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. Now, where do you go in the New Testament to defend that? Because we can't be hypocrites. You can't use the old. You can't use the Old Testament in this church to defend dietary laws. So you can't use the Old Testament to defend or fight against this. You got to use the new, right? I'd be a hypocrite. Well, you know, you can't go back to the Old Testament to talk about not eating pork or shellfish. Because we're living in a new covenant, right? The letter kills, the spirit gives life, ministry of condemnation. So we got to use the New Testament to do that, and rest assured, no problem. Because that is the same no matter when you live. 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? All right, so where do you go when you hear that? When your neighbor says that, when your friend says that to you? Well, I believe people are born that way, and there's nothing wrong with being a gay Christian. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Do you not know? First he says, do not be deceived. Or in other words, don't kid yourself. Or don't believe what that person told you. Do you not know the unrighteous won't inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, that's sexual relations outside of marriage. Now we've just included a lot more people. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. All right, wait a minute. He said it twice. Why did he do that? Do you hear that? Homosexuals or sodomites. Why is it listed twice? I'll tell you. Because both partners are condemned in the Word of God. The first one, arseno koite. Arsen means man. Koite means bed. The other word, Greek word is the word malakos. It means soft, like a felt velvet jacket that a king would wear. And it was a slang word for a passive homosexual. Not only is it condemned, both partners are condemned. So don't let anyone get on your TV and say, because that's signing your death warrant, friend, for you to believe the man on TV that says there's nothing wrong with that. 1 Timothy 1:8, we know the law is good if you use it lawfully. Realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous man, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for killers of fathers, killers of mothers, murderers, immoral, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, and perjurers. Imagine saying that today. Do you hear this list? Listen to this order. You got the profane, killers, murderers, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and homosexuals. Not even Donald Trump would say that.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
This place is trying to break my belief, but my faith is bigger than all I can see.